Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, August 27, 2012, just as his new album, The Singer, is being released, Art Garfunkel announces that he has regained his voice after being sidelined since 2010 with vocal paresis. The condition had caused the cancellation of a planned Simon & Garfunkel North American tour, and although no further reunion talks were scheduled, Garfunkel said he is still open to the idea. On this day in 2006, Barry Manilow's TV special, Barry Manilow, Music and Passion, is presented with an Emmy Award for Best Individual Variety Performance. The following day, Manilow undergoes surgery to repair torn cartilage in both hips and faced a six-week recovery. On this day in 1992, John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to A Day in the Life sell at auction for $1.2 million, a bid that far exceeded its initial $500,000 to $700,000 pre-auction estimate. The lyrics, complete with spelling mistakes and words crossed out, narrowly missed becoming the highest-priced Beatles lyric sheet to sell at auction. In 2005, the hand-penned words to All You Need Is Love sold for $1.25 million. On this day in 1990, guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan is killed in a helicopter crash in Alpine Valley, Wisconsin, when the chopper hit a man-made ski slope while trying to navigate through dense fog. Three members of Eric Clapton's entourage are also killed. On this day in 1967, the Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, is found dead of an apparent drug overdose at his home in Belgravia, London, just a few weeks shy of his 33rd birthday. The Fab Four were in Bangor, North Wales at the time, attending a conference by the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. The death is ruled as accidental, and the Maharishi tells the Beatles that Epstein's death is not important in the physical world. The group would later renounce their association with the Maharishi, and Epstein is remembered as being the man who took the Beatles from being a rough-looking club act to the most successful band in the world. And on this day, August 27th, 1966, a song is released and soon becomes number one on the Billboard Hot 100. But it took a little bit of snookery played on radio station programmers to make it happen. What was the trick played on unsuspecting program directors? And what's the song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, August 27th, 1966, a song is released which will soon reach the top of the Billboard Hot 100. Although the song is actually longer, the label shows the running time to be exactly 3 minutes to keep radio programmers from dismissing the record as too long. The group is the Association, and their number one hit is Cherish.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me. could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.